like 1970s techniques where there isn't as much difference in timbre.
That's correct.
It's more, yeah, that's what I was saying.
More consistent.
It's newer 20th century organ building. It's not going to have that. No, just like organs.
The only question I had is, if when you're playing the keyboard, you have a, you can play it soft, quickly, or not. Why does that change the airflow? I know on a piano there's a lot of sensitivity to the sound because of the weighting of the hammer and the speed the hammer hits the key. But I don't understand on an organ why you have sensitivity.
That Matthias' doctoral dissertation really described this in the most scientific way.
Oh.
I know how to adjust, but I don't know exactly why scientifically.
Okay.
So, but you could hear, this is important that you observe this today.
Yeah, I did.
Fast.
Or from slow to fast, gradually. Essences of the organ playing.
And why it's so important to build organs in a historical style, because with electropneumatic organs, where it's just the electricity sends a signal to open the palate, you've lost so much sensitivity in playing. And if you think of doing that technique with several voices sounding, it can really make a difference. And you can make dynamics, soft and loud, attack, hard, or slow release. More like a pianist would, as you think of it.
So that's what he can show later.
Well, this is the largest complaint for keyboardists, I think, electronic keyboardists, is keyboard sensitivity is nowhere near as good as for real instruments that have had hundreds of years of design.
But.
And got into them.
But
not surprised. Compared to the number of years of work on it.
But that is really depending on the quality of the organ. That's what he was saying.
So you wouldn't have gotten that unless you voiced it.
After I adjusted, now it changes like as I intend to. But the latitude is very narrow, so that unless I adjust it in very proper way, it pipe doesn't behave that way. So that's the adjustment of the onset. Then when I stop, so this is basically the essence. Well, I didn't go into much of this adjustment of the volume control. That can be adjusted with either adjusting the size of the hole here, or adjusting the size of this the width of the opening here.
Oh, okay.
So that's if I make it louder,
the so you make it wider so there's more airflow. So is that mainly the volume control is airflow?
Of course, at the beginning, there are six bellows on the for this organ behind the organ, and the static determining the static pressure at the bellows is also the first adjustment. That can be, should be included as a voicing also. Because if you set very high pressure and put the same pipe in the organ, then sound becomes much, much louder. And the onset becomes much stronger. Like that. You can somewhat get the idea. Now, even though the static pressure is the same, but if I open this up, it's just too much air, so that it just go to the next It's overgrowing.
Not be able to do the studs, right? And blow and get the next.
That's right.
It sounds terrible. When you do the octaves on the flute, it doesn't sound that bad.
Maybe not possible to do this on pipe, but this pipe. Could be fifth above, could be octave above. It can go broad. But there are some organ pipes which makes it intentionally happen. So in order to get this pitch, we make, as I say, twice as long. And that huge amount of air into the pipe, and then this special effect of like a piccolo type sound. Anyway, so this is the basic things of voicing. And what I have done on this stop that he's going to play later is that stop is called octave forward. It's sort of the pitch is one octave higher than the fundamental. So, but you can play sort of as it is alone. And I picked up five pipes out of this. What is it? 51. The total of 51 pipes for the stop. And then I picked up five pipes from bass to treble, and then I adjusted the volume and timbre and onset and so on about a week ago. And I had to listen to it downstairs and to hear the balance and everything. And those five pipes are okay. Then I bring those five pipes down here. And then yesterday I worked on all the rest of the pipes, and these just the three pipes, it's still the last one. And I was just adjusting the same type of adjustment I showed you here last week. So I set it, the onset like that, volume is like that, timbre is like that, as far as I can guess. But I don't know how it would sound in the music. So now I put all the, these are the last pipes for that stop, I put them in now. And then I'll go downstairs, listen to it from one note to the other, and then do final adjustment. So the final adjustment consists of, like, neighbor pipe shouldn't be too different. It has to be similar sound from one the neighbors. On the other hand, from bass to treble, the volume is not consistent. It shouldn't be consistent. Somehow, I always make it like toward the top. It's kind of slightly louder. And so how you set this curve, either that, that, or like that, or like this.
Do you measure the loudness?
No.
No, you just do it by ear.
Yeah.
Because when I was listening when you played the scale, and there are differences, you can see them in the waveforms.
So, when you're doing this by ear, like to resemble the instrument that you're trying to mimic for each stop, or?
For some stops, yes. But most of them are quite distinctive to the organ, and it has to be good to play normally organ music. Organ music composition has a long history, and certain stops are used for certain music, and the music has a certain texture, and on some music we want to hear strong bass, or some music we want to hear very clear soprano, or something like that. So we know that. So all stops has to be purposefully made, or so historically correct in this case.
To suit the music of the time. So also, he does this a lot by ear, listening to other organs from this time. Traveling around Europe and just getting that sound of that instrument.
The stops are all arranged up, and do you adjust based on, you know, if you go down there and a group of pipes in one area may have a different acoustic, the way the sound bounces in the...
That's right. That's why I can't...
Just this piece, where according to where it winds up in the organ.
Right. That's why it's hard to judge in the organ or on the balcony. That's why I have to go down there. And especially for low frequencies, I have to walk around to get some average volume balance and so on. Sometimes timbre can be completely different too.
Really? Yeah.
This room is not too bad. It diffuses quite well.
It's
so
got a lot of structure. That's
yeah.
Probably pretty good. Yeah.
So it's the differences of the because of the way you hear is much less than some other places. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
It's we as a voicer, the setting the volume is crucial but also quite tricky matter. Because when people come in winter time, it soaks up some certain middle frequency so much. So I have to compensate it. Or if it is a long charge, and also it doesn't diffuse so well, then the organ sound can be quite loud near the organ, and too soft farther away. Where to set the good volume is another crucial judgment. And for the winter time or summer time, or that's another thing. And if it is a small room, it's even more difficult.
Huh.
So that's also a judgment.
Yeah, I didn't really think about the winter being acoustically different than the summer. That's funny.
Yeah.
People bringing in coats, okay.
What else should I mention now? Okay, then I like to put these pipes back, and then it would complete the stop. And then I'm going to go down and then do listening and correct some of the final volume irregular or timbre irregularness and so on, irregularity and so on. And then I'll come back and then adjust the pipes, so final adjustment in the organ. And then I do, not precisely, but roughly I tune them. So then he can play music. Yeah?
Great.
So that's the process.
So do you help them with the voicing every day? How do they schedule this?
No, there's several of us.
Really, so take turns.
Next semester, we'll be doing more music course that he's teaching.
Oh.
We have big projects with the research on this because this is such a specialized trade of mine.
Well, he's only here to try a year.
This is a kind of other forms of performance.
So, Chris. Good. So, first I'd like to get some general idea, the whole idea of the organ, this stop. So please play some music, even though it's way out of tune. And after I hear the music, I kind of sense that the balance of the whole range. And then, just very precisely from one note to one note to the other. If this is too soft, loud, noisy, too much onset, and that sort of thing.
Is the pedal?
quality.